God. Welcome, everyone. Blessed Sabbath to all the little ones, the mommies and the daddies. May all the family and the little ones bow as possible to be able to open prayer.
Our Father, thank you for this prayer to have this first day. And make us be able to be grateful to all what we do, and don't us be able to be tempted by what we want. But let us be able to know what is right and not to think that doing the right thing isn't that very much exciting. Let us be able to understand what we all must do, and don't let us be able to be cognizant to happen as everyone else is already done. And let us be able to be merciful to them and to help them out so that way they can be able to inherit at the kingdom of heaven. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
We're going to continue the lesson 7, which is the second part of repentance. Anyone would like to read the first scripture, which is the opening of the theme of Sabbath today?
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51, verse 10.
Very well. Last week we began our study on repentance. I have a question for you all, boys and girls. What is repentance, boys and girls?
Answer. Repentance includes sorrow for sin and turning away from it.
This week we will continue to learn how to repent and come to Him. Some example give us in His Word. Now, if any one of the little ones or even the parents would like to help read the next scriptures that are right on the board.
Ezekiel 18:30-31 says, "Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be ruined. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?"
And Mark 1:15 says, "And saying the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye and believe the gospel."
Acts 2:38. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost."
Okay, little ones. We are hoping that y'all will be able to come up to the mic and be able to proclaim the Lord in reading. If anybody would like to read this paragraph, you can just bring up your bubble.
The prayer of David after his fall illustrates the nature of true sorrow for sin. His repentance was sincere and deep. There was no effort to palliate his guilt, no desire to escape the judgment threatened.
No desire to escape the judgment threatened inspired his prayer. David saw the enormity of his transgression. He saw that the defilement of his soul eroded in his sin. It was not for pardon only that he prayed, but for purity of heart. He longed for the joy of holiness to be restored to harmony and communion with God. This was the language of his soul.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity,
and in whose spirit there is no guile. Psalms 32:1-2. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Purge me thy hyssop with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall whiter than snow. then I shall be whiter than snow.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and
renew
a right
spirit
it
within
me.
Cast
me not away from the
thy presence.
And take not they
thy
Holy Spirit from me.
Restore
unto me the joy of
thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Psalms 51, verses 1 through 14.
Well done. Praise the Lord, little ones. Now we have a question for you all. Do you want a new and clean heart, boys and girls?
And renew the right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and
Brother Jimmy and Cindy, if you would like to read the other paragraph, bring up your bubble.
A repentance such as this is beyond the reach of our own power to accomplish. It is obtained only from Christ, who ascended up on high and has given gifts unto men. Just here is a point on which many may err, and hence they fail of receiving the help that Christ desires to give them. They think that they cannot come to Christ unless they first repent, and that repentance prepares for the forgiveness of their sins. It is true that repentance does precede the forgiveness of sins, for it is only the broken and contrite heart that will feel the need of a Savior. But must the sinner wait till he has repented before he can come to Jesus? Is repentance to be made an obstacle between the sinner and the Savior?
Praise the Lord, everyone. Now I have another question for you all, boys and girls. When we repent, it shows us what? Let's see this beautiful song that is coming to explain what we must do when we repent. What a beautiful song indeed. Now, next Sabbath, we will answer the question, is repentance to be made an obstacle between the sinner and the Savior? As we continue with our study, next Sabbath, repentance part 3 will be discussed. Now, anyone would like to do closing prayer? Any of the little ones and mommies or daddies?
Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I pray, thank you for letting us all have this blessed Sabbath day. And I pray to increase, protect us in everything we do. And thank you for being so merciful and kind to us. And can you please give us wisdom and understanding and help us to take this lesson throughout the week. Just be with all of our parents and all of our family members. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Praise the Lord, little ones. We have just came to the closing of the children's Sabbath lesson. Thank you so much for all the little ones who participated. And we pray that next week, all those little ones will be able to have the opportunity to praise the Lord and to be able to hear their beautiful voices. We have activities and pictures. May the children enjoy it in their quiet time. And may God bless all. And may you have a blessed Saturday.